You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You may have heard of Comic-Con. You know, it's that giant multi-day festival that covers everything from comics to books to movies. And Treasure Valley fantasy author Devery Walls has been asked to come to Comic-Con and talk about how she creates fantastic villains in her books. Devery is joining us live in studio to talk about Comic-Con, her books, and how her fantasy characters deal with real-life problems. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, it's not every day we get to talk to somebody that's going to Comic-Con. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Me neither.
Let's just start there, right? So let's start with you. Tell me about yourself, but kind of what got you into writing?
And that's actually a really long story, so we'll do a super abbreviated version. So I actually was a theater major in college, and I went on a vocal scholarship. I still teach voice lessons, so I did the singing and the acting, and then I had babies.
Oh, that changed everything.
Yeah. Preach.
You're right?
I know. So, yeah, so the work during the day and late at night just was not really feasible. Mm-hmm. And I needed a creative outlet. And I was dying inside a little bit. And so, yeah, through a strange course of events, like I started writing, even though I'd never done it before. I didn't know I could do it. And once I started going, I just realized like this was what I should have always been doing. And I had no idea. So I didn't start writing.
I spent all those years.
I did. Like, I love the other stuff, but this was a complete creative fulfillment instead of just parts and pieces of it. So I didn't start writing until I was almost 30. That was my very first book.
So then let's talk about the books.
Yeah.
Because you have a couple of book series.
I do.
So take me back to kind of that first book.
Okay.
And you start how do you even come up with a book?
Well, the first book was, it took me 4 years to get the first book done because I didn't.
You had little kids.
That wasn't the main problem. The main problem was I had creativity coming out my ears. I didn't know how to tell, like, to write, because storytelling and writing are two very different skill sets. And I had one, but I didn't have the other.
Mm.
So I had to learn how to put that into a correct format, which just took more. I just wrote and wrote and edited and fixed and for 4 years. Yeah. And I think because I didn't ever plan on it, there was no pressure, which just let me keep going, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't till close.
You weren't planning on making this a thing?
No. And then it just became a thing. And once I realized that and decided to go for it, yeah, something kind of just locked in inside. And it was like, okay.
We're on this road.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the series. Hopefully I'm saying this right. Venators?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it has humans, vampires, shapeshifters, elves.
All of it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Tell me about it. I'm in book three. My brain's exploding. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'd always written fantasy. So I had a 4-book epic fantasy series. I had a standalone fantasy. And I was like, do I want to do fantasy again? Because I love it. Or do I want to do paranormal, which is hysterical because they're not terribly different. But that's the moment I was like, no, I want to do all of it. Like, I just want to be able to put everything in there. But that's where the story came from. It's because I'm like, what would that look like? What does that really mean? What, it, you know, for the society, for the environment, politically wise, what would that create? And that is where the whole story kind of birthed from, was that choice.
And so you're on book three, as you said.
Yeah, I'm working on book three. It's due really soon.
Really soon.
No,
you shouldn't
I'm
even
fine.
Be here.
Fine.
You should be writing. I mean, let's be clear.
Oh, my God.
So how many books do you see in this series, or do you know?
Yeah. So, well, and this is funny. So normally I always know, because you need to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a serial style series, which I designed very intentionally to be a series that could go for as long as either I or the readers wanted it to go and feel like it should. So many times series come out and there's 3 books and they go crazy and they're huge. And then the publisher says, great, give us another 3.
Well, it wasn't. No, I'm done.
Yeah. And so the next 3 are not very good. And all the readers know it. They're like, this isn't the same. And I didn't want that. So each book has a mini plot arc that's going to start and finish for you so that there's some satisfaction points as this series goes on for hopefully a lot of books. And then the main plot arcs will roll over the top very much like a television series.
Mm.
So we'll just keep grabbing threads as each book progresses, solving those larger overarching problems. So it leads to a very natural progression of a story that can go for 5 books, 8 books, 10 books, however long we want this to continue.
And your hero in these books is Gray, and you really did something fairly daring. Why was it so important for you to include a character that was sexually abused?
I think there's a lot of characters in YA literature that have been sexually abused, but what there's not a lot of is men. There's not a lot of male characters that have been sexually abused. And it's such a problem because we have all of these young victims of sexual abuse who grow up in a society that still tells them that they need to be men and they need to be tough and you can't be sexually abused as a man. Like, that's not possible. Mm-hmm. And so there's nowhere safe for them to look. There's nowhere safe for them to talk about. They have to just hold all of this in. Whereas women were getting more and more representation in literature and film so that we can say, hey, I can be a strong woman. I can be okay and still have had this happen to me. But men, I don't feel have that. And so I knew I wanted a character that was struggling with that. And as soon as I made that choice, I knew I wanted it to be the male character. And I wanted it to drive his character in a way that was both honoring the pain of that and the scars of that, but driving his choices in a way that was inspirational and beautiful and lets people know, like, you have the choice. No matter what has happened to you, what you've been a victim of, you get to choose who you're going to be from there on out and how you're going to pick up those traumas and those scars and move on. And, yeah, I wanted that to be the male. I thought it was lacking.
What has been the response from readers about that? Because you're right. We don't have a lot of men that children of abuse can look up to and say, if he's okay, I can be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's so needed. It's why representation is necessary across the board for, you know, different personalities, races, past histories, like all of those things need to be represented for those reasons. As far as the readers go, it's been interesting. And I was excited that you guys want to talk about this because everyone's pretended it doesn't exist.
Not us. We're going to talk about it.
I've been very open on my website. And I've had a lot of just brushing over of that because it's not common and it is new.
Well, it's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable, yeah. And I've gotten a couple of emails from readers that have said, particularly male readers, that have said, you know, thank you so much for doing that. Actually, my first book release party at Rediscovered Books, I had someone talk to me afterwards and said, you don't know how much it meant to me that you wrote a character like this. And that was really special for me.
Well, because if you think about it, we all know a man who's been sexually abused. We may not know that we know.
Yes.
But we know.
Yep.
And as you said, we talk about it as women. It has become something within our society that we've given a voice for women.
Yeah.
For some reason within this culture of masculinity, mm-hmm. though.
Exactly.
We've not had a place for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just had a signing this month, and I was talking to a woman about it. And she literally frowned and looked at me and said, well, men can't be sexually abused. And I had to, like, bite my lip because I'm like, it's not appropriate to completely lecture you in the middle of Barnes & Noble.
But
I really
book
want
back.
To. Yeah, because it's just – it is. It's these expectations which just further the silence, you know, which is how it used to further the silence when women were sexually abused.
Right.
Was, you know, it was the stigma. And we've released that. But, yeah, we haven't released it for the men. And it needs to be there.
We're talking with Treasure Valley fantasy author Devry Walls. We're talking about her upcoming Comic-Con trip, but talking in particular about her book right now, whose main character is Gray. We've just been talking about how this character has been sexually abused. So why write fantasy books?
I was like, why not? Because they're the best.
There you go.
I know.
That's my answer.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Exactly. So twofold for me. I always loved, like, fantasy's always been my drug of choice personally because I want an actual escape. When I go to read, I don't want it to remind me of life. I want to go somewhere. I'm living life. I'm mm-hmm. done. Like, I want it to go away. So fantasy's always been that for me, just this complete and utter escape. So as a writer, it's still fulfilling that. But now, technically as a writer, I actually really love what terrifies a lot of people about fantasy. And that is that I get to write all of it. I'm not held to any constraints by the world. No one messages me and tells me that my mountain is actually not the proper distance from said building. You know, like, I get to create it all. I get to put down whatever's best for my story and my characters. I get to let the setting drive the character progression because I get to design it. I really like that limitlessness. And there certainly has to be rules or you have chaos and no tension. But again, I make those.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just a bit of a control freak. I don't know.
Hey, but it works, right?
It's sounding more and more like
that. But it works.
Yeah.
So talk to me about being invited to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said because you've done Wizard Cons, you've done the Boise one, you've done other ones.
Yes.
But as we said before we came on the air, this is the Comic Con. I mean, this isn't like a Comic Con in just a particular city. I mean, this is like the OG, the granddaddy of Comic Cons.
Yes. No, I am very, very excited about this, obviously. It feels a little unreal. Like, I think until I get there and walk in and go, holy crap, I'm here. But it was one of those situations where it's another lesson for me on not disregarding people and connections and friendships, because for me, Venators has seen a lot of success from where I started, but not the level of success that you would expect to see for someone invited to San Diego Comic-Con, which is why people that I know are like, wait, what?
We didn't know you even wrote books.
Exactly, right? I know. So because I've been doing these other cons, I was getting a reputation for being an excellent panelist as well as a good writer. Because there are certain skills that help panelists.
Right.
And I do happen to have those. So, you know, I had someone who really fought for me to get me there. And I'm so grateful for that, for their faith and their confidence in me. And yeah, it's just such a huge blessing to be able to go and get that exposure and that experience. And
Did you have any idea when you needed a creative outlet that this is where you would land?
No, absolutely not. No, it never occurred to me to try this, to do this. Like, it's just been this very strange progression of events that just keeps leading me down this path. And every time I think, this is insane, I can't do this, like, some little miracle happens.
But you keep saying yes.
Yep, but pick up and keep going.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been such fun talking
Thank
with you.
Thank you.
Our guest today has been Treasure Valley fantasy author,
Devery.
Devery. Yep. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Devery Walls, who people say my name wrong all the time, so you know, I got to get it right.
I feel you.
Yeah. Thanks so much.